The Holland Boys track team defied expectations last Thursday as multiple events went in their favor. Harlan's boys competed at the top of their levels, and just about every single athlete was able to earn their personal best on the evening. Head coach Sam Brummer says that, quote, "They preach competition and wants his boys' competitive edge to push into the blue oval."
State qualifying meet for us went as planned, and if maybe even possible, a little better than what we were planning in terms of times that were run. We kind of knew we had a really good shot in some events and some in multiple, and others we were going to try to just compete and see, you know, how what times shook out with other events. And I thought our kids performed admirably. You know, we preach competition, and, you know, obviously with Glenwood and ADM and Carroll and Atlantic and all the schools that were there, there was definitely no shortage of competition, and I thought our kids stepped up.
In the state qualifying meet alone, Harlan was able to break four records with some of the fastest times at the state qualifying meet. Cade Sears was part of that performance with a 100-meter dash time at 10.61 seconds and also in the 200-meter dash at 21.4 seconds for another second-place finish. Brayden Agers also got in on the action in the long jump, going for a jump of 22 feet, 3.5 inches for first place, while Franz Rives is able to throw his personal best at 170 feet, 7 inches in the discus for another Cyclone first place finish. It doesn't stop there with the relay events, including the 4x100-meter relay and 4x200-meter relay teams that are now the top two seeds in the state meet.
To break all four in one meet, you know, sometimes you might break one early or one mid-year, or maybe a lot of our school records and kind of my building of this list is from my 11 years of doing it have all been a lot of them at the state meet, which obviously competition will bring that out. And sometimes you're at the mercy of the weather and things that cooperate. But you know, obviously, as we mentioned, we had good competition at the last meet, too, and kids went out and won it. Sometimes, you know, the kids will surprise you and outperform maybe even what you think they can do or maybe what they even thought they could do.
The season is looking to completely pay off for the Cyclones. These athletes are reaping the rewards of their hard work, and it certainly has not gone unnoticed. Harlan's athletes have stepped up from last year's team that featured some state champions at the end of the season.
Kids have worked hard. Coaches have tried to make adjustments to make the team as successful as we can be. And kids have bought into that vision and kind of took ownership of it and ran away with it, literally. So, again, it's a huge testament more to the kids than the coaches, but they're out there putting in the work and the time to get better, and it's just happy to see them reap the rewards of their labor.
Many of these athletes are returning to Drake Stadium after running at the meet last season. This returning experience will help the fresh faces in Des Moines feel more comfortable in front of the large crowd at Drake. The returnees also get a chance to bring their times down from last season and finish higher than they did in the last meet.
Yeah, we're hopeful that the experiences of state last year, again, we had a lot of these kids that ran in various relays or events last year. And then obviously our Drake relay success this year with a lot of these kids will hopefully translate to some state success in terms of, you know, being able to go out and compete. And we ran against great competition all year. And obviously at the state meet, it's qualified based on time. So it's in theory the best of the best that could make it around. And obviously be included in that must mean we're willing and able. And now we just got to go out and show them what we can do.
Harlan will be alongside teams across the state when they travel to Des Moines for the state track and field meet that starts Thursday, May 16th and runs through Saturday, May 18th. KSOM 96.5 and WesternIowaToday.com will be your home for everything track and field. I'm Zach Kellens reporting.